This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, so we are on standby right now. We are going to go live to Arrowhead coming up momentarily. Andy Reid is going to do his end of the season press conference. This is the only radio station that you can hear it, so don't turn the dial. I am not watching it, but Rob is watching it. And the moment Rob tells me that Andy Reid is talking, we will go live to Arrowhead to hear what he has to say. I guess, Rob, let's just start with this. What are we anticipating that this is going to be? What do we think the tone and tenor of this is going to be? I expect we're going to get an update on Travis Kelce, which is going to be we're going to give him all the time that he needs. And I think that's the right way to handle this thing. You don't need Travis Kelce to make a decision today. You don't need Travis Kelce really to make a decision before probably March 5th. So I think it's just going to be a lot of time between now and when we find out what the plan's going to be for Travis Kelce long term. I do think we're going to need to find out at some point in the next month on what's going to be the plan with Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy is no longer under contract with the Chiefs. So right now the Chiefs do not have an offensive coordinator. Now they can obviously bring back Matt Nagy if they want to, or the Chiefs can just go in a completely different direction. Those are, I think, the two biggest things, I think, to ask the head coach. A lot of the other things, I think he's going to defer to the general manager of the team, and they're much more personnel issues and big picture. What do you think is going to happen?
Maybe an update if there's any new news on Patrick Mahomes' recovery. Like, I think Patrick Mahomes' timeline will be something that comes up. I don't know he'll have a good answer for Patrick Mahomes' timeline, but I could see a Nate Taylor asking, like, hey, we're not going to be able to talk to you again until whenever. What's an update on Mahomes' timeline?
Yeah, the combine's so the next time I talk to Andy.
A month and a half from now, like, you know, what's the situation with Patrick Mahomes? But those are the big tent poles. If he gets asked about Joshua Williams' future, he's going to say, that's on Brett. We're going to hear that's on Brett a lot today.
I'll ask you this question. Right now, we're waiting for Andy Reid to do his end-of-season press conference. Keep it right here. This is the only station that you can hear it. Really curious to hear what he's going to say. One thing, I'm not sure if this question is going to be asked. I don't even know if it's the appropriate time to ask this question. What do you think went wrong? Like, this is obviously a team that coming into it, man, all the foundation was there of a team that should be playing this upcoming weekend. Maybe you're not the one seed, but there was not a single person that saw things crashing the way that it did. The Chiefs have a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. They are legitimately the biggest disappointment of any team in the National Football League. Now, some of that was injuries at the end of the season. I also think the Chiefs packed it in some ways. What went wrong this season in your evaluation, I think, is something that at some point they're just going to have to answer about what went so wrong. And some of it, I think, we'll just be able to acknowledge based on their actions and their moves. And what is your path to making sure this doesn't happen again? Because I think you get one mulligan if you're Andy Reid. I think you get a mulligan if you're Brett Veach. I don't think you get a bunch of mulligans, not in this world, not in this day and age, not in this business, not when you were asking people to spend the amount of money that they spend to go to these games and the heightened importance on these games. You don't get multiple mulligans to miss the playoffs, not in the fashion in which the Chiefs did this season. You get the one. I'm not here clamoring for Brett Veach to be fired. I don't think he should be. I'm not here clamoring for Andy Reid to be fired. I think Andy Reid should absolutely be back. But I hope they understand there's going to be some pressure and expectations on you guys as an organization. You're going to need to make moves this offseason. And not all those moves can be on the field. Some of the people that you have won championships with, you consider family, have been over to your house for dinner. You got to tell some of those people you don't have a job anymore.
He is going to be asked that. I think the questions about staff are more than just Matt Nagy. I think he's going to be asked about Todd Pinkston and what's the receiver coach? Embry, the receiver coach.
Another person that can't come back.
He's going to be asked about these people. I'm curious what, if anything, he has to say, because you're right. Whether it's today, I know it's Black Monday in the NFL, or tomorrow, or eventually, someday in the coming weeks, Andy Reid's going to sit down in one of his assistant coach's offices and say, "Hey, man, we've loved your time in Kansas City." If it's Todd Pinkston, "I liked coaching you in Philly. We've loved your time in Kansas City. I need your playbook, and I need your key card, and I need you to exit the Arrowhead premises. Thank you for your time. If someone asks about recommendation, I'll speak glowingly about you, but you're not my running back coach anymore. You're not my wide receiver coach anymore." Those conversations are coming. I don't know that he's going to have any input or answers on if they've happened today, but I do know that those are things that have to get done this offseason. It can't be, we talked about it with personnel, it can't be status quo with the coaching staff either. It just can't.
You and I haven't talked specifically a lot about this, and I can already tell you how the conversation is going to go. A lot of people are going to attribute this season solely to injuries, and some of that may be true. Xavier Worthy played in 14 games this year and had 500 yards receiving and one touchdown this season. He had an incredibly disappointing year. One thing that I think they need to look for, whether it's in an offensive coordinator or a wide receiver coach, how do we get more out of this player's incredible ability? How do we get more? This is a guy that coming out of Texas and coming out of the combine, you had big time home run expectation of the kind of player that he's going to be. I think he struggles with field awareness and where he is on the field. We saw that a lot his first year. I think we saw that in this year as well. He and Patrick Mahomes have never really been on the same page when it comes to the deep ball. It's always been a misconnection. And that's why you drafted Xavier Worthy. You drafted Xavier Worthy for those home run, big time kind of plays. They just didn't really get a lot of those plays the first 2 years with Xavier Worthy. So if you think that Connor Embry is the person that you think can get the most out of Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, then fine, you bring him back. In the 2 years that Xavier Worthy has been here, I think we've seen that Connor Embry is not that guy. So maybe it's finding an experienced wide receiver coach to work with Rashee Rice, to work with Xavier Worthy, to just help those guys take that next step. Right now, it's about individual positional development, and I don't think they had a lot of it last year. They didn't have a lot of it on defensive line. They didn't have a lot of it at wide receiver. They didn't have much of it at running back this past year. Some of this just needs to be guys need to show progression throughout the course of the season. We were mentioning Eric Bieniemy, second reference for him. Kyle Manungai is a player who improved as the season progressed. And at the end of the year, he became a very valuable 1-2 punch on a playoff team. They need to develop that in Kansas City at other positions and find players who are of that same caliber. And I think it starts at wide receiver and just getting more out of Xavier Worthy. 532 yards, and I know he got hurt. He played in 14 games this year. You shouldn't get 14 games of Xavier Worthy and you have 530 yards.
So we just got an update where it should be any minute now, is what we were just told, but as a heads up as I'm watching the press conference get ready to go live. Isn't what you're saying about Xavier Worthy, can't that be applied to a lot of the young guys on this Chiefs team? Like, who's the young guy that they were like, "Man, we got great impact out of blank"? Is the answer Joshua Simmons? Like, I'm not asking about like,
is it Joshua Simmons? He played in 8 games.
That's the closest answer I can think of.
So he played in 8 games this year.
He played in 8. He was good in his 8, but only played in 8. Who's the young guy? You know, the up and comer. For your point about development with Xavier Worthy, who's that guy that you were like, hey, he was 1-2 drafts ago, and man, he made a really big impact, and that's a testament to coaching. That's a testament to the player personnel department. That's a win for X, Y, and Z. Is that guy on the roster? Because if we look at the players who are the most important for the Chiefs this year, obviously their quarterback, but like Travis Kelce, we talked about in the first hour, 35 years old. Chris Jones, he had a couple sacks yesterday. I know the game didn't matter, but he's what, tied for the league in sacks in this team? He's 30 plus years old. Maybe the answer is George Karlaftis, but there wasn't a lot of impact young type of guys. Where is that? Like, that's the question you got to ask beyond just Xavier Worthy. Where is the impact from 24-year-old blank? Like, is Jaden Hicks the answer? I don't think it's a good answer either.
Yeah, I would say either one or two things. You didn't play those players or you didn't draft those players. That matters. You didn't have a lot of young, talented, skill position guys. You didn't get a whole lot this season from Jalen Royals. You didn't get a whole lot from Jaden Hicks, who just didn't really play a lot. Breshard Smith didn't really. They used Breshard Smith 2 times this year. Both games were against the Raiders. They blew the Raiders out the first time, so he played in a 31-0 blowout game, and they played in a game in which you purposely wanted them to lose for the draft pick. Those were the only 2 times this year they used Breshard Smith. So you're making a good point. Where is the young development? Where are the young players? A, you got to draft those players. B, you got to put them in the game. And the Chiefs just didn't really do a good job this season, I think, of giving those guys opportunities. Rob, what do you want to do here? You want to take a break and we'll come back? How do you want to handle this? I don't know what that means. Okay, all right, then. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We are waiting to hear the Andy Reid press conference. We'll play it for you whenever he goes live. We'll do that here coming up in just a bit. We are waiting to hear from the head coach. I want to replay this for you in case you missed it. Here was Travis Kelce talking about the timeline on the decision on which he could possibly play next year.
First things first, I just love this team. Guys like Chris Jones over here pointing at me from across the room. I love that guy. You know, I'm proud of the way we finished this, even though, you know, it ended the way it did. Guys still showed up, gave it their all, and that's all you can ask for, man. And I got so much love for this team, this organization, and the people here. So I'll spend some time with them, go through exit meetings tomorrow, and get close to the family and figure things out. Either it hits me quick or I got to take some time. I think last year it was a little bit easier. I think I knew right away I wanted to kind of give this one a shot. So I don't know. We'll see.
That was Travis Kelce after the game talking about what his timeline is going to be for a decision to play next year. The Chiefs just have there's a lot of time between now and then. I don't think that we need to be on Travis Kelce watch and talk about when we think that he is going to make this decision or not. I think it's going to be a while. I would be very, very surprised if it happened before the Super Bowl. But I think there's going to be some conversation between Travis Kelce, the team, Travis Kelce's agent and representation, and what that potentially looks like for him in making a decision. The league year doesn't start until March 12th. March 12th. So you really got a lot of time. Like, you really got 2 months to decide on whether or not you need to come back. You cannot go into free agency without knowing what the plan is with Travis Kelce because he's a free agent. So whether or not you are spending money to go pick up Travis Kelce or you need to go make moves to go pick up another tight end. So, and I think Travis Kelce understands that, and that's a reasonable amount of time. It is January 5th. Go take some time, spend time with your loved ones, your fiance, plan your wedding. You have until early March to let us know what your plan is. We're going to get our ducks in a row. We're going to go to the combine, go to the Senior Bowl, do all these things. And we'd like an answer on what that looks like with you. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break here. When we come back, we will hear from Andy Reid in his press conference. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back into the show. Rob tells me it's time. Let's go live to Arrowhead to hear from Andy Reid.
All that information as we go here. As far as yesterday went, I don't feel any different than I did after the game. There's a bunch of things that we can learn from. It was good to get some of the young guys some play time, but other than that, it was we didn't play a great game for sure. So, but I feel like the future is bright. We've got a great nucleus of players coming back. We've had some injuries, but injuries that I think guys will come back strong from. And you know, we look forward to getting going here and in this off season and getting ourselves right for this upcoming season. Very positive thoughts on that. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Let's go ahead and start with Jesse. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, Sid, I'll have a follow-up too. Hey, Andy, as you review the offense this year, what parts of the scheme are you evaluating most closely as you look to improve for next season?
Yeah, we'll go through and on it, Jesse, and look at everything from plays called, which starts with me, and then all the way through through the personnel, and could we have put the guys in better position? Could we have made plays? So we look at every bit of a run and pass game, and situationally, all the different situations that you have, whether it's goal line, short yardage, whether it's third down, red zone, all those things we try to knock out.
Great. And as you start the offseason review, I guess, how do you approach assessing the coaching staff, and do you expect any changes with your position coaches for next season?
Yeah, I haven't got that far. I just got through, it's an obvious question though, but I just got through with these players and had a chance to meet with them, and then I'll step back here a minute and kind of go from there.
We'll go next to Herbie. Go ahead, Herbie.
Coach, good afternoon.
All right, Herbie.
Along those same lines, but some similar to what Jesse asked you, and I know you're going to dive deeper into your after-action reviews, deeper dives into that, but like on the surface, What went wrong this year, and what is the biggest lesson learned from the season that was?
Yeah, so Herbie, we had 10 or so games that were determined by, you know, 7 points or less, you know, one score. And so, and those were the seven we won last year. Well, why? You got to go back and you look at penalties in crucial situations, turnover in crucial situations, you know, those things. You got to really evaluate those and the whys of that. Drop balls long drives, including everybody, the end of game drives that you could have either scored on or were scored on, or special teams put you in a position. You got to look at all those things. And so that's a part of the evaluation process going into the offseason. Make sure we narrow that thing up and make sure we're on the right end of it.
Let's go next to Sam McDowell.
Thanks, Sid. I'll have a couple too, if I could. Andy, when you look at the passing game, how much do you think the lack of effectiveness you guys had running the football affected just your ability to pass and what you saw from defenses this year?
Yeah, so you know, you always go to your play action game, Sam, and you look at it and you check to see what kind of reaction you're getting from the defense. And that normally, if you get a reaction, then you're putting those guys in recovery mode, which normally opens up the middle of the field for you in a decent way. So we're not getting enough reaction out of them. So however you take that, that could be because of the run game. It could be because of the action that we're showing. But there wasn't enough respect there that needs to be given. So we've got to run the ball more efficient, especially on first and second down, on those rundowns, in those run situations, just stay positive with that. Somewhere you'd like to have a few bigger plays in that area. Yeah. Not 3-4 yards. You want every once in a while you need to hit on a few. And so I would say that there's a part of it for that. There's a part of it. We can look at the action that we're giving the guys and, are we executing right? Are we doing giving them the right things to execute? So on.
Thanks. And the second one I wanted, obviously the reports out there that Matt Nagy's been requested to be interviewed in Tennessee. You probably haven't gotten this far, but I wonder if you do have to replace an offensive coordinator, will you prioritize something familiar with your system, I mean, or is there a desire to look for something different?
Yeah, I'm not. I probably wouldn't get into that right now, Sam. But that's, again, these are logical questions. I've got great guys on the staff here. Joe Blamire. I mean, you name some of the guys. I mean, you can go down the list. But we've got some qualified guys here. I know qualified guys out there too. So that I've got trust in both places. So, but I haven't got that far. Neither has Nags. So we'll just see where all this goes, and we got a lot of time on that. You know, they can't even interview him in person until the 19th. So yeah. You know, it's I'm not like rushing here. So
and we'll go next to Matt Derrick.
Hey, Coach, I had one quick question about the game yesterday. Late on that third, before the third down play, you called the timeout. Could you go into the thought process there? Was that just to get a look at the play or settle everything down?
Yeah, I'll probably settle it down for you and then put them in a different mode. So, but yeah, that's why I used it there.
And, you know, you mentioned you finishing up the player interviews and exit interviews. We've seen at least one player, earlier a couple of weeks ago, you know, sending out messages on social media that get interpreted as their time coming into an end to Kansas City. And NFL Network just said, used the word that you're expecting a substantial reboot this offseason. I mean, does that fit with what you think the Brett and you expect Brett will be kind of pursuing this offseason?
I don't know about all that, Matt. I didn't hear that, but I'm trusting that you're saying what they said. We'll do what's necessary to make ourselves better is what I can tell you. And we'll take every measures that we feel are right, we'll take, and we do that through intense evaluation, and so that's how we've tried to address everything, and we won't change that as we go into it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
And we'll go to Pete next. Go ahead, Pete.
Sid, I'll have a second if I could. Was curious. I know that Travis is still deciding, Coach, but I was wondering if you guys have had conversations about a reasonable timetable, one way or the other, to allow you guys to pivot. If, you know, if he is leaving, or work on a deal if he does want to continue to play.
Yeah, we'll get to all that, Pete. Right now, you know, not only were we finishing the season, but you know, you got a little bit of time before all that stuff really needs to take place, and you know, I'm not trying to avoid your question here, but that's what's real right now, and I know everybody wants the answer right this minute, but it's you know, something that you got to go through. There are a lot of variables there, but we all love Trav, so I mean, we know that, and Trav could still play, and I'm not questioning that part or any of it, so I'm not trying to avoid your question. I just know there's time. You know, it's a little bit the same way we looked last year. I got asked kind of the same thing. And, you know, you got a little bit of time there to figure everything out. So does Trav. So, I mean, he's got, it buys everybody a little bit of time.
Thank you. And as much as you would be willing to reveal, just the off-season plan for Patrick Mahomes, as far as, you know, will he be away in Dallas or
sure.
Yeah, can whatever, you know, you're willing to kind of say that.
Sure. Yeah. Pete, first of all, he's doing great. For just being 3 weeks out or so, and he'll go ahead and most likely stay up here for the majority of the time, rehabbing. He and Julie, she's the person that does all that RPT, and so he has a lot of trust in her, and he's been just in there grinding. I mean, that's what I can tell you. And I think that'll just continue till we get started again. Not that he won't take a break here or there, but right now he's in that early process where you got to really hit it hard. And, you know, it's not necessarily a fun thing to do every day, but the important thing is that you show up, Pete, and that you keep coming back for more. He's been doing that.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Todd Lebo.
Hey, Coach, a couple of quick things. Number one, I know we've seen these reports that Matt Nagy, the Tennessee has reached out to see if it's okay to talk to him. Seen another report that maybe they'd reached out about Spags. Are there other coaches that organizations have reached out that they'd like to talk to that you can tell us about?
No, I think, yeah, I'm sure those guys will get play. That's, you know, I get it. I mean, that's part of this. And, you know, it's a tribute to them. So, no, I don't have anything else to tell you. Yeah, but what was your other one?
With the off season, and Pete was just kind of talking about that. Have you thought about, is phase one going to be different? You're going to bring the guys back? I mean, with the kind of uncertainty you have at quarterback right now?
Yeah, so I probably need to explain that a little bit for you there, Todd. I know you know, but for the people listening, that so none of that is mandatory other than the mandatory mini camp and then the rookie mini camp that takes place after the draft. But there's one mandatory mini camp. The rest of it's voluntary. We will do phase one. And the players know that, and they have the dates and so on. They've got the calendar. And but again, that's a voluntary thing. And, you know, that's where we're at with it. Yeah.
We'll go ahead and close it out. We've got four left. Go ahead, Vahe.
Hey, Andy. Just curious, in the exit interview, was there anything in particular you wanted to get across to the guys? And along with that, what in particular might you have taken in from the guys in the process?
Yeah, so Vahe, I probably should tell you that we had a meeting before, a team meeting before the interview. So I was able to get my points across to him there. Try to be as direct as I possibly could with him, knowing that part of the room won't be coming back, but at the same time, making sure that they understood expectations and going forward. So, so we were able to talk about that. Then I could meet with them individually and talk about individual thoughts and also listen to what they have to say. So if they have any comments.
I imagine that the tone of the group meeting was different than it's been the last few years. Might you be able to share a little bit of what you really wanted them to take away?
Yeah, the thing I took away was a little bit what I mentioned yesterday after the game. And I've kind of sensed that as we've been going through this, but that core players, those core veteran players and the core group, some of them are younger guys too, that they were very focused on figuring out the problems and not excusing themselves from it, taking accountability, and then making sure we fix it to go forward.
Thanks, Andy.
Yep.
We'll go next to Nate Taylor.
Did I have two questions as well? Andy, when it comes to the quarterback position, I know you've always valued a veteran. Just what were you hoping to try to sort of target when it comes to having a quarterback that can obviously get the offense through the offseason program while Patrick rehabs?
Yeah, so we brought Gardner in to do that, and unfortunately he got hurt on that, early in that game. But, we had a ton and still have a ton of confidence that he can do that. Now he was only here for a year, and that's what his contract was. But that type of player is what you want in that position, and somebody that's won games in the league and at the same time understands his role and handles himself right in the room becomes an important thing. Yeah.
And secondly, when you look at your guys' pass rush this year, just where do you feel like you guys have to improve when you look at the way the group performed this season and obviously looking towards the offseason and where you guys feel like you have to improve most of that in that area?
Yeah, so we had a pretty good thing going before a young guy got banged up in there as far as him coming on and being able to rush the passer. He gave us a little flexibility in there, but we need the couple of the young guys just to continue to grow. And I think we will have a chance to be pretty good in there. You're always looking to improve, though, both lines, and you want to make sure those are strong for you.
Well, next to Matt McMullen.
Hey, Coach. Talking about the young guys, and specifically the guys that got to play a little bit over the last few weeks, what was your message to them today about kind of carrying that momentum into the offseason now?
Yeah, so this class is the only class that hasn't really had success. And so they haven't experienced that part of it. And so it's important that they, when they left here, that they understood, Matt, that really what needs to be taken care of and try to make that as crystal clear as you can to them and at the same time to the coaches and the people that were in the room there. And not that we haven't talked to them about it before, or I haven't talked to them about it before, but that I reinforce it, that these are the expectations. This is a ceiling that we want to keep ourselves at, and anything less isn't acceptable. So that's what they can bring to the table here as we go forward.
Okay. Our last one, Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Andy, just trying to get a feel for your evaluation process. I mean, do you consider the offseason the best time to modify what you want to accomplish offensively? Is it more difficult in season?
No. I would tell you, if you're doing a wholesale change, I'd probably tell you that the offseason is better than during the season. But if you're just trying to better yourself, you should be doing that throughout.
Do you consider you guys right now, as you look at the big picture, more of the latter, more just of the, just trying to get better?
Yeah, I think so. I think putting people in the right position and making sure we stay relatively healthy there, I think, is important. And don't take things away from yourself. And so whether it's a play call that you give a guy, can you do put him in a better position? Or second, are you taking something away from yourself with a turnover or a penalty? I mean, it's all of us looking at that. But, you know, you're still looking at an offense that was one of the top 10 offenses in the league, if you take everything into consideration there. So you're not that far off. You know, you got to get a couple things bouncing your way and make sure you take care of that.
That's all we have, Coach.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That was the end of the season Andy Reid press conference from Arrowhead. Rob, you might be mad at me for saying this, and that's perfectly fine. I love this job. The press conferences have to be the absolute worst part of the job. That was not entertaining. All right, I did write down some things. I do want to share these things. Rob, I did take notes. I want you to know that I was paying full attention and wrote down a lot of things while Andy Reid was talking. I promise you that. All right, number one. I think you can already see how they're going to spin the offseason, and I don't really think that it's a bad way to spin it. Andy was asked specifically, we literally had talked about it right before the press conferences start. What went wrong? You guys thought you could win the Super Bowl this season. You guys thought you were going to win your division. You had a lot of things in place. You did not come close to doing that. What went wrong? His answer was one score games. The Chiefs are not super far off. Now, maybe we are too close to the situation. They're not your average 6-11 football team. I know that, and you know that. So next year, their over-under still going to be 9.5, 10.5. The expectation is still going to be, at least for me, that they can win their division and that they are one of the contending teams in the AFC. They really weren't that close or that far off. They were still kind of close. Man, you change 4 or 5 plays this season that the Chiefs usually make. They didn't make really any of those plays this season, and the Chiefs find themselves in the playoffs next season. 100%. I believe that. But I don't want that mentality and me feeling that way. I don't want that to stop them from making some really, really hard decisions. After they lost to the Super Bowl, the mentality was, oh, well, we'll just change our left tackle and everything will be fine. It wasn't fine. So I don't want them to feel like we just had bad luck this year. Guys got hurt at the end of the season. We can run this back for the most part and everything's going to be all right. I don't want that to be the takeaway from the season. You now have an opportunity to have a reboot. It is not a rebuild. It is a reboot. Patrick Mahomes 1.0 is over. That time in his career is over. He is now 31 years old. You now have an opportunity for Patrick Mahomes 2.0. And what does 2.0 look like? Because the league is different. So one thing I will not accept, I will not accept it from them. I will not accept it for you. For the last 3 years, when I've been advocating, let's go get a running back. Well, I mean, they don't need a running back. Look, they did it with this guy. They did it with this guy. I don't care about that. Look at the league in 2025, 2026. You ain't doing it with no running back. You are not winning the Super Bowl in 2026 if your team cannot run the football. So that doesn't mean you got to go get Jeremiah Love in the top 10, but you can't punt on running back the way that they did this season and act like it doesn't matter. I also thought he said something interesting when he was asked about the passing game. Do you think the passing game struggled because you couldn't run the football effectively? Sam McDowell asked that question, and he said, our run game is based off play action and getting the defense to react, but the defense didn't react this season. I 100% believe that was the case. There was no reason to respect it. There's no explosiveness. Sure, if they hand it off and they get 3 yards, what does it matter? They're not going to stick with it. They're not going to continue to do it. They're not going to beat you for a home run. None of these guys can run past you. I 100%. Why would you bite on a Chiefs play action last year? Why would you bite on an RPO? They don't hand the ball off. So I 100% believe that's what happened. I also 100% agree with Andy Reid when it comes to this. We don't need a Travis Kelce decision right now. I get it, and I understand that's the biggest talking point, but I promise you, at least on this show, I'm not beating you over the head every day for the next 45 days on what Travis Kelce is going to do. When we know, we know. They got other things to figure out when it comes to Travis Kelce. It's a big thing to figure out, don't get me wrong, but I just don't think there's going to be a lot of news for the next 6 weeks or so. There's certainly not going to be news before the Super Bowl. We think in 2 weeks Travis Kelce's making this announcement. They don't need him to make this announcement in 2 weeks. They got time to make this announcement. They got time. The NFL league year doesn't start until March 12th. It's January 5th. So there's going to be massive trades in the NFL between now and then. We're going to find out who's getting the franchise tag between now and then. We're going to find out who's coming back, who's going to be a team. The Chiefs don't need anybody to make a decision right now. So I would tell Travis, go somewhere and turn off your phone. Don't listen to people like Carrington. Don't read the, don't pay attention to none of it. None of it matters. How I feel doesn't matter. Go spend time with your fiance. Go spend time with your mom, your dad, your brother, your boys, your loved ones, and don't even think about football. And then come back to us in 6 weeks and let's sit down and have a realistic conversation about what you want to do. That's what I would do if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs. And then make a decision. And you got to then decide as an organization if you want them back. And at what price do you want them back? Because it's more than just does Travis Kelce want to play? It's also, do you want Travis Kelce back on the team next year? And at what price do you want Travis Kelce? He was the third highest paid tight end in the National Football League. He cannot make $17 million next year and come back and play on the team. He's going to have to take a pay cut. How much of a pay cut is he potentially willing to take? We can read you guys' texts. We can take your phone calls. What did you hear from Andy Reid as he is ending the season with the press conference? Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, this is at least the biggest thing to me with Kelce, as this is day one of having this conversation. We got a text C-Dot, what happens if Travis says he wants to come back, but the Chiefs don't necessarily want him back? I think that is a legitimate possibility. I really do. I think it's a legitimate possibility. The gentleman then replied, Kelce could come back with the pay cut and just take a bigger cash signing bonus and stay. Just depends on how much Clark is willing to open up his wallet. So this past season, Travis Kelce made $17.1 million. $17.1 million. Rob, I'm asking this question honestly. How much do you think would be a fair pay cut if you are a player who is still a productive player in the league? It's not like we're talking about Travis Kelce is a league minimum player. This isn't like an NBA roster where you keep Vince Carter around. He sits on the end of the bench. He's a veteran presence. That's not what we're talking about. This isn't Vince Carter or Udonis Haslam. Kelsey's going to be an all-pro at his position next year. I just don't think you go from being a $17 million a year player, you're still playing at a very, very high level, and now you're coming back to take a 80% pay cut and you're playing for $4 million next year. I just don't really think that's the case. This is my big point with Kelce and why I think it's a real conversation if you even want Travis Kelce back next year. Rob, let's say that Travis Kelce took a 30% pay cut from what he just made, right? I would say that's a big drop. If anybody makes 30% less than what you made this year, that's noticeable. If Travis Kelce took a 30% pay cut, he'd make $11.9 million. I only bring that up because that's more money than James Cook gets paid. I just want to at least put into context, especially if this team needs to fulfill some other holes and we think get younger and cheaper and more explosive in certain ways, paying Kelce means that you also can't go out and make some of the moves that you potentially want to make in free agency to go sign this player or that player. Like, there's some things that the Chiefs are going to need. The Chiefs, to me, are going to have to spend some big-time money on the defensive line. Like, I really want them to find their version of Danielle Hunter. They need a 27, 28-year-old dog on the defensive line that can go get after the other team's quarterback. To me, the Chiefs need to spend a little bit of money in free agency when it comes to running back. You don't necessarily have to go get Kenneth Walker. You don't have to necessarily go out there and get Breece Hall, but you can't spend $1 million on Elijah Mitchell this year. You got to really put some investment out there. So all I want people to do is we're having this conversation about Travis Kelce. It is important to note, Travis Kelce is now starting from scratch on what his contract looks like. And I know we think that these athletes are all doing it for the love of the game and they're doing all of these things. No, if I made $17 million last year, I'm not now in the business of making $4 million to come back and work at the same company. So I'll take a little bit less. But to me, the lowest I think you're getting Travis Kelce is at $12 million. And that makes him the seventh highest paid offensive or tight end in the National Football League. Are you willing to pay him? I wouldn't be willing to do that if I'm the Chiefs. I really think they are in a very difficult situation financially, even if he wants to come back.
I think now to your original point, and I agree with you, and I don't think Andy was just, you know, talking in that press conference. I think he's correct. Travis Kelce is going to take some time to make a decision, but I think this decision is far more two-pronged than I think people understand, because if step one is Travis Kelce has to decide if he wants to play football, which, based on how he last year on his podcast, when he decided to come back, said he weighed the decision for a long time. It is not some easy decision. Then the second decision, if he decides to come back, hey, do you want to get paid or do you want to just play football? Because to what you're saying, if he gets $12 million, that's still more money than most people, me, you listening, will get. But that's a fine, normal contract in the league. Or does he want to get paid like he just did? Because what? He was third, fourth in the NFL in yards among tight ends. Is he going to take $8 million? Probably not. So then the obvious question here is, if Travis Kelce decides to return, do you think there's a chance he returns to somewhere other than the Chiefs because of these contract restrictions, for lack of a better term?
And just some of these things, and I completely get it and I completely understand. Like, somebody just threw out, C-Dot, I would pay Travis Kelce 1 year, $7 million, $3.5 million guaranteed. No. Like, paying Travis Kelce $7 million means that he gets paid like he's Colton Loveland, who is a rookie. So, no, he's not doing this. I just think when we have these conversations about guys, I think a lot of it is like the Tom Brady. Oh, well, Tom Brady, his girlfriend was rich. So, do you guys know how much money Tom Brady made in his NFL career? Take a guess, Rob. You know we love playing this game. How much money do you think Tom Brady made just off playing football? Not a single endorsement. Because sometimes we paint it like Brady was just this, oh, he didn't make any money. He was making nickel and dime. Do you know how much money Tom Brady made for playing football?
I don't think he ever got to like the mega, mega deals.
I'll tell you, $332 million.
My guess was $500. So, yeah.
I guess all I'm saying with Travis Kelce is completely aware of who his fiance is and that money is not an issue. I'm sorry. He's going to work at a job. It is a job. I don't know what person who in 2025 made $17 million doing their job is now signing up to make 60% less money than they did when that company is still asking you to do all the same work. They're still asking you to play in 17 games. They're still asking you to go to training camp. They're still asking you to be there for OTAs. You work at the same place. You're just giving money back to the company? No, I'm sorry. That's not how this works. I would say if that's the contract that you're willing to have Travis Kelce back, that you don't want Travis Kelce back on the team. If you want Travis Kelce to sign a one-year, $5 million heavy incentive-laden deal to keep him around, then you don't want Travis Kelce back. Then it's over. It's time. And that time gets everybody. That time you are describing has hit almost every single athlete. At some point, you have to tell them no. At some point, the New England Patriots had to look at Tom Brady, the greatest football player we've ever seen, and said, no, we want Mac Jones to be our starting quarterback. Michael Jordan was willing to come back to the Chicago Bulls, and no, we're moving in a different direction. It is tough. It is one of the hardest things about sports. But the Travis Kelce thing, to me, it's really a two-part conversation. It's A, does he want to play? And B, how much do you want to pay Travis Kelce to be back next year on the team? Because if Travis Kelce is coming back on the team, it is not going to be cheap. And I think at a floor, we're talking about him making $12.5 million. And once again, being the centerpiece of your offense, and you're throwing it to him, and he is heavily involved. I said this at the top. I said this at the open. Everybody wants the Chiefs to be the Patriots until it's time to be the Patriots. Sometimes when it's the Patriots, you got to cut Vince Wilfork. The Patriots traded Rob Gronkowski. They traded him to the Lions. And Gronk said, if you trade me to the Lions, I will retire. I will just flat out, I will not report to the Detroit Lions. And then they had to cancel the trade. So like part of being that cutthroat organization that you guys always say you want the Chiefs to be, we would not be having this conversation in New England. They would not bring back Travis Kelce. A 2013 Bill Belichick would not bring back Travis Kelce. They would just, they move on. They'd find another Travis Kelce. They'd start the process over again. The goal is to get younger and cheaper. And Travis Kelce is not either of those things, at least not right now, the way that things are put together. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Mitch Holt, his voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get his thoughts on what he thinks the future looks like for Travis Kelce. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.